Storytel presents The Angel by Margit Sanemo, Part 25 in the Legend of the Ice People series. Narrated by me, Nina Indis. The Legend of the Ice People begins many centuries ago with Tengil the Evil. He was ruthless and greedy, and there was only one way to get everything that he wanted. He had to make a pact with the devil. He traveled far into the wilderness and summoned the devil with a magic potion that he had brewed in a pot. Tengil the Evil gained unlimited wealth and power, but in exchange, he cursed his own family. One of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil with evil deeds. When it was done, Tengil buried the pot. If anyone found it, the curse would be broken. So the curse was passed down through Tengil's descendants, the Ice People. One person in every generation was born with yellow cat's eyes, a sign of the curse and magical powers which they used to serve the devil. One day, the most powerful of all the cursed Ice People would be born. This is what the legend says. Nobody knows whether it is true, but in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which is why they called him Tengil the Good. This legend is about his family. Actually, it is mostly about the women in his family, the women who held the fate of the Ice People in their hands. Tula was the only one who knew that things weren't quite right with her. That is to say, she was really thrilled to be one of the stricken. But she was a sly and very intelligent child and used to joke that she was the angel with black wings. And she had a good sense of humor. This was where she differed from Selva, with whom she otherwise had a lot in common. Selva had never been able to laugh at himself. Otherwise, the two of them were similar in the sense that he had also succeeded in hiding his special quirks. But Selva was late to grasp that he was cursed, whereas Tula knew right from the beginning that there was something wrong with her. She couldn't remember precisely when it dawned on her because it was as if she had known it all along. For just as long, she had understood that she must cherish and conceal what she knew. At a very early age, Tula realized that people tend to like a cheerful and compliant child, so this was what she became. On the surface, that is. And she had the time of her life. If from time to time this pious behavior became too sickening, she would quietly swear to herself oaths that she had picked up from the farm boys. She had a unique talent for knowing which expressions had the most shocking effect. She would save them up in her mind and feast on them when she was alone. Like many of her predecessors, including Sul, she absolutely adored her parents. She also adored her grandfather, Arv. They were the best friends in the world, and heaven help anyone who heard grandfather or grandmother Siri or her parents, Gunilla and Erland. Tula could be very powerful. In secret, of course. There were plenty of people she didn't care for. Nevertheless, she had discovered that Arvid Posse, who was the local member of parliament and the estate owner at Bergvara, was a nice old man. He basked in Tula's favor, though of course he knew nothing about it. There was a lot that the people of Bergvara didn't know about Tula. Take, for instance, the time when a farmhand with narrow, cunning eyes had been hired to work on the estate farm. Tula was about 5 years old at the time, and so chubby and lovely that the local women would fool about and tell her she was delicious and as sweet as honey. Nobody knew that the new farmhand belonged to a gang of robbers, or that years ago Count Posse, when a magistrate, had sentenced him to prison. It was ages ago when he was a young man, and Count Posse would not have recognized him now because he was middle-aged with poor teeth and persistent stubble. In any case, the estate owner rarely saw his farmhands because they were the responsibility of the farm base.